Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing, How Great Thou Art, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, That's What Faith Can Do, part 2, from Psalm 91.
In the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Son must marry, send him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, oh my Savior, how great thou art.
I believe you got a better praise you and you than that. We're talking about the greatness of God today. We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about the God of heaven. We're talking about the God that sent His only begotten Son, that loved us with an everlasting love, that we could have life and have eternal life with Him. I believe He's worthy of our praise, church. And I believe today He's worthy to be exalted in the house of the living God. How great He is today. The question is, how great is He in your life today? How great is God in your living? We're going to go back and sing the chorus one more time. Lift up your voice in praise. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great Thou book called the Word of God, the Bible, sent a miracle working Jesus to die a miraculous death and to arise in a miraculous resurrection. The whole story spells miracle. Amen. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because He lives, He holds the future. Because He lives, life is worth the living, all because He lives. Aren't you glad of that promise today? And the miracle book says, this God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What the miracle book, the Word of God, has declared, God can still do. So therefore today, there is a miracle of salvation in just one drop of His blood today. One drop of His blood today. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So therefore today, Jesus told the battered, the beaten, and the bruised, and all those who have been broken in life today, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. Thank God. Jesus fed the multitudes with a bag lunch of fish and chips. And He can do it with tacos and anything else. Hallelujah. Jesus restored the mind of a maniac. Amen. Jesus forgave the unforgivable sin of rejecting Him as Savior. Jesus healed the sick, the afflicted, and the hurting. And with His stripes, we are healed today. Jesus only will never fail. Amen. The greatest enemy of receiving your miracle from God, David said it. He talked about being afraid, and your greatest miracle is your fear. We're living in fearful times, but we've got a faithful God. Amen. Fear is the opposite of your faith. Fear is the enemy of your faith. You can't be filled with fear and filled with faith. You're going to be filled with one or the other. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. God created this human mind, and it is a miracle within itself. It's a combination today of conscious and unconscious thoughts. And realizing today these thoughts or these processes today directly affect the mental and the physical behavior of every person. So our thoughts influence our actions. That's why Paul said, let this mind, the mind of blessing, the mind of provision, the mind of grace be in you. which was also in Christ Jesus. So our influence today comes by our thoughts. You've got to think on Christ. And if you want to act like Christ, you've got to start thinking on Christ and thinking like Christ. Amen. To have the mind of Christ, you've got to be transformed today in the fact of the renewing of your mind, as Paul talked about in Romans 12 and 2. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." The Bible says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." Amen. Paul declared, "God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind." Now, it's time when our society is filled with fear. And don't tell me it's not, because it is. It's time we grasp and do what David said in Psalm 46. "God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. Through the mountains shake and the swelling thereof, there's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Yes, the Lord God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Amen. Praise God. So these are seemingly fearful times. Morality and morals, in the economy, in the fact that there's terrorism. The president got up last week and said, "Everything's all right. Everything's going to be okay. Nothing's falling apart." 2 hours later, somebody went in Munich and started mowing down people as an act of terrorism. You going to tell me it's going to be all right? Not in the confines of our thinking of this world. It's only going to be all right when we involve the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, our lives, our homes, and our families, and our church, and in our nation. Amen. For the believer, we are to hung up in all the political rhetoric that we're hearing every day. I'm not listening to no more of it. I don't need to listen to it. When we should be looking to Jesus, we are putting church, you listen to me, we're putting more emphasis on the world than we're putting on the kingdom of God. We're putting more emphasis on Hillary and Donald than we're putting on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the only deliverer for this world that we really have. Amen. There can be a miracle for America today, but it will only come today by the Prince of Peace, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. Jesus only today will never fail. Amen. God is in absolute control. I don't care what they say. He's still on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. How do you know that? Talk to Him today. Amen. And He's well and good and in control. Hallelujah. And He said, "Don't get discouraged." Hallelujah. "Get delighted. Go get down. Get happy. Get blessed of the Lord, because I am still the Lord God Almighty." Amen. Amen. Let me wrap up. You know, I'm glad we can look to Him and know that He never fails us. God will give you victory over every crisis that you're facing.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.